This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
So you can join us toll-free again, 855-450-FREE, or, again, Skype, username lrn.fm. That's actually where we're going to start tonight. Dominic is on the line via Skype. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dominic.
Hi. How are you all this evening?
Great. What's on your mind?
Great. I'm doing well, and I'm actually calling from the University of Essex in the UK right now.
Oh, all right. And so is it past midnight there right now?
Yeah, it's 5 past midnight.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm staying up a little late for it.
Well, thank you. What was on your mind tonight?
So a few weeks ago there was a group on campus, and they had a big red bus, and it said, "Oh, start a revolution." And I don't know if you've been following the political climate over here in the UK lately, but...
We have not, so clue us in. What's it like?
Yeah, so the Conservative Party is in... They lead government right now, and basically they're not really conservative in the true meaning. And so the Labour Party, which is basically a socialist party now, it's run by Jeremy Corbyn. A lot of young people are behind that. I suspected that group might have been with the Labour Party. So anyway, I go up and chat with this lady, and she tells me that, I'm like, "Oh, so what are you doing here today?" She said, "Oh, we're here to celebrate the centenary of the Soviet Revolution, which was founded on the principles of gender equality and homosexual rights and stuff like that." And I was thinking to myself, are you kidding me? You're celebrating that. And
is the suggestion that was like what was Stalin was supporting gay rights?
Lenin. It would have been Lenin. And the answer to that is actually no.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
Apparently it was founded on the principles of that. And I've heard multiple people. I'm an economics major. I hear people talk about this all the time, both here in the States and elsewhere.
Well, I mean, they did believe in equal rights for all the gays, right? They believe that they should all be killed equally.
Yeah,
right?
You know, that's equal. That's equal.
I suppose so.
We should all starve together equally.
Right. Okay. But, anyway, I hear this point all the time, and I'm sure this is a well-talked-about subject, but this idea that communism in theory is a good idea, the works of Karl Marx were not a bad idea.
So basically, the political scene on college campus is the same in the UK as it is in the United States, because Marxism is kind of a big thing here, too, from what I understand. Not that I'm going to college or anything.
I would
like
say,
that.
Yeah. I follow British politics a lot. You know, I mean, I've forced you to watch like a couple of hours of British.
You watch
political.
A lot of British TV shows.
I do a lot. Yeah. Well, most of them are political commentary shows. Yeah. And I think that the influence of like someone like Jeremy Corbyn is a little overblown. You know, like, I don't think that they're quite as influential as people think. I mean, he can't even get the support of his own party. I mean, and he's not like Bernie, who is from outside of the Labor Party coming into Labor and trying to be Labor. No, Corbyn is a dyed-in-the-wool socialist Labor Party guy, and even his own party, like the party officials, won't even support him. It's not like here where the liberals will circle the wagons around Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. No, if somebody says something about Jeremy Corbyn, they will literally hang him out to dry. And Theresa May, to even start to call her. I mean, she's literally, what is this? Tony Blair in a pantsuit.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, she's the British equivalent of Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. but in Britain, that makes her conservative.
I feel like the feminists had to circle their wagons around Hillary because they're always going to be very afraid when a man's going into labor.
Yeah, well, I think David Cameron, he was kind of more so a true conservative, but
well, yeah, so but let's get back onto his junk out of the pig's head. So.
We don't always necessarily know who all the politicians are over there. You're naming too many names for my comfort level. I don't like talking about politicians. But let's get back into what happened on the college campus. Was there more to that story?
Yeah. So just basically, what do you think of these people? Is communism a good idea in principle?
No.
Like, is it a bad idea in principle?
It goes against human nature. I mean, it seems to me people seem to want to have things that are their own, and the idea of being, you know, giving up everything you have to some collective, some sort of thing that doesn't actually exist, it just doesn't seem like it will ever work.
Well, communism it depends on what you're calling communism. Like, my family, if you look at the way we lived growing up, mm-hmm. you would have called us communists, even though my parents were all dyed-in-the-wool Republicans, because we worked on each other. There were 10 brothers and sisters. We worked on each other's farms. Mm-hmm. We slaughtered animals on each other's farms together. Everybody shared, you know, like...
if it's done voluntarily, then that's fine.
But we lived as, like, 10 families, basically as a commune, mm-hmm. But we didn't call it that because we were a family. You know, we just all took care of each other. And that's great if it's voluntary. And on those small local levels, it can work like that. But when you're trying
to work with 10,000, 20,000, 100,000
people. I don't think so. I don't believe, because you're always going to have that lazy. I mean, even in our unit, in our mm-hmm. small unit of families, you had those lazy people that were in the family. And they just...
Somebody had to pick up their slack, right?
Well, you had to make... No, you made it very clear to them, if you don't work, you don't eat.
Well, see, that's different from communism.
Yeah, that's very different from communism.
The communists believe, or at least the belief about communism, the communists believe that to each according to their ability, from each according to their ability, to each according to their need, the suggestion there being that, hey, if you can't work, you should eat just as well as everyone else.
Well, you also have to take into account that in family structures, like what I'm talking about, you have the extremely elderly who can't do those things anymore.
Sure.
And they're taken care of by the younger generations.
But then there's the younger generation, the ones that want to shirk the workload and act like they're hurt, but they're not actually hurt.
Yeah, those people get told, like, you can move out. You know, like, you cannot be involved. You don't get any beans, and you didn't come help slaughter, so you don't get any meat. You know, like, you don't help. You don't get to be a part of the good that comes from it. But the elders in the family, it was looked at as like they already did their part, and now they actually can't anymore. And it's seen in the family as a responsibility to take care of those people. But when it's not your family, this is why socialism doesn't work in multicultural societies, is because people are always happy about doing good for their unit. But when it starts doing good outside of your unit, whether it's race or culture or family, wherever your borderline stops, mm-hmm. people stop being okay with being charitable to those people. That's why you can't have a massive welfare state in a multicultural society without ending up with, like, the alt-right.
Right.
Dominic, any other thoughts you want to share on the topic?
Yeah, just... The University of Essex is a very, there are people from all over the world here, probably more so than British people, and there are a lot of Norwegians here, and I've had this discussion with them. They say, oh, why doesn't the U.S. have this system, this program, and the thing that I brought up to them is Norway is a completely different structure than the States is. I mean, would you agree with that? Is that...
Well, I mean, I've never been to Norway, but as I understand it, it's different. I mean, I can't tell you offhand all of the ways that it's different because I don't have enough intimate understanding of how the system is set up there. Dominic, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 on another historic day for Bitcoin, the world's most popular decentralized cryptocurrency. earlier today surpassed $10,000 per Bitcoin on Bitcoin Averages charts for the very first time ever. It's currently down a little bit, so down below 9,900. But
not according to my wallet.
Not for long. Yeah, it depends on which exchange you look at. Not for long, I'm sure. More coming up here in moments. We'll tell you what all about it on Free Talk Live.
Young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite. DINOVITE.com. I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing out. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves just by dialing in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin hitting record highs again. I mean, day after day after day. I mean, it's got to stop at some point. But who knows when that's going
to
be.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, it may just seem to be getting faster and faster, right? Because the percentage difference for it to make gains now would be smaller for it to make larger gains.
Meaning it's going to jump $1,000 in a day, no problem, regularly, is what you're saying.
I don't know if I would say $1,000 in a day, but
it's been about $1,000.
Let's say it went up tenfold, you know, over the course of the past year, right? Which is what it did. It went from
more than that, yeah.
Yeah, it went, you know, from $1,000 to $10,000. So if it were to make that same jump from $10,000 to $100,000 over the course of the next year.
That would be amazing.
It would be amazing. It
would be a game changer.
It would be certainly be a huge game changer, but what would that look like on a daily basis? You know?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a lot.
If you divide, I mean, obviously it's going to be a curve that gets faster towards the end, but if you divide, you know, 990,000 divided by 365, what is that per day?
That's a lot. That is a lot. It's pretty exciting to watch it all happen, and of course, we're going to continue to cover what's going on there. You said 990,000 divided by 365?
Yeah.
About $2,700 per day.
So we might start seeing $1,000 days start coming relatively quickly. At first, that'll be slow, but...
Now, there's no guarantee it's going to hit $100,000 by the end of next year. There's no guarantee that the rate of increase is going to continue.
Who was it that... McAfee predict that? $100,000
Bitcoin by a certain time frame, and I don't remember when it was that he said it was
10 years or something like
might
that.
Might have been five. I don't know what he said.
Did he say something about a hot dog on television or
he
something?
He said he was gonna eat a dick.
Yeah.
And of course he meant a spotted dick, right? Not an actual not something else that we can't talk about.
Yeah.
not a fine sausage from Vienna.
You know, I found spotted dick in a can at the grocery store.
Is that right?
I couldn't believe it.
So we got news related to Bitcoin. Apparently, the government in the United States is making noise about possibly increasing the difficulty surrounding what they call anti-money laundering laws and applying that to cryptocurrency. Johnson's going to tell us about that a little bit later. But also internationally, Will, you had a headline related to Bitcoin coming out of Kenya, where apparently, like here in the U.S., the old banker types are on the attack. Against it?
Well, it's not only Kenya. It's Kenya, Ghana, and now Ghana is really important because Ghana is where you have a lot of cryptocurrency stuff going on. BitPay, which is a company that I'm invested in, that is doing a multi-crypto platform.
No, not yet.
Point of sale.
Not yet. BitPay? No, they only have Bitcoin.
No, my BitPay. Not regular BitPay.
What's my BitPay?
The BitPay ICO that you and I talked about that we had my friend on my other show.
Oh, that's a different company, though.
It is a different company.
They don't
that's
call
what
it
I
BitPay. It's something
Bit
else.
BitPlus.
BitPlus.
That was it. BitPlus.
Okay.
Plus.
All right.
The BitPlus ICO, their point of sale is active in multiple businesses in Ghana. And you have these governments are now saying that they want to try to regulate it. It says here, Kenya's central bank is warning against the risk of cryptocurrencies. An advisor to Ghana's Ministry of Communication describes, quote, fear of the unknown as the principal barrier to greater adoption of virtual currencies. In other news, a Kenyan man is negotiated to pay the goat portion of his dowry using Bitcoin.
The goat portion.
Yeah, part of his... in some tribes in Kenya, a number of goats are added in to the price that you give to the family of the woman that you're marrying.
But he's managed to replace the goats with Bitcoin?
That is correct.
Is that going to be like the next ICO goat coin?
Right.
They already exist.
My wife's family actually is from Kenya. Her father-in-law works in security services there, and her best friend's family are all higher-ups in the Kenyan government. And when I spoke to my father-in-law today, specifically about, you know, the attempts that the Kenyan government was saying and the Kenyan central bank specifically were saying that they were going to attempt to try to regulate Bitcoin. My father-in-law basically just kind of
laughed.
Yeah.
Let's get back
into
it.
It also is a thing.
Goat coin is
yes,
a thing?
It
I was going to say,
thing.
I bet there are certain animal coins. Goat coin may be one of them. Let's go to Jim. He's in the Tri-Cities area in Washington State, I believe listening to KFLD. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
This is the first time I've called in. I've listened to you for over a year now.
Thank you. What's on your mind tonight?
Unfortunately, we're on delay, so I won't get to hear you live over here for another 8 hours almost.
Well, I still appreciate you taking time out of your night to call us up. So, or I guess afternoon your time, but go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I was wanting to jump into the crypto thing a little bit, so I finally figured one out that I figured was good. I don't want to say what it is. All right, but anyways, I went onto their site and I tried to set up an account, and they gave me like a 32-character password. Crazy ass password, but anyways,
okay.
And it won't recognize the password. That's as far as I can get. Is I try to sign up and you put it all in for the verify and it says it doesn't match. Sorry.
Hmm.
So that's as far as I can get.
If you think it's a good idea, there's not really any benefit to keeping it to yourself, right? Like this, it's not the same thing as a stock or anything like that.
I wouldn't
want to
scream about it until I got myself in first, especially over national radio.
You're concerned that other people are going to go buy it up.
I can't get in.
No, I see what you're saying. You're concerned that other people are going to buy it up and push the price up before you can actually figure out how to get into the website.
If you
don't tell us what it is, we're not going to know right off. Like, we may know, that's a scam, if you say what the thing is.
Oh, I know this. It probably isn't. I'll talk to you off the air on it.
But, we can't offer, tech support on the air. I'm sure you can understand the, national radio.
Another concern I have for future.
But there are websites, like the Bitcoin forums over at bitcoin.com where you might be able to post and get some assistance or search for other threads of people that have had similar difficulties as yourself. But did you have something else you wanted to share?
Yes, I do believe that there is going to be a rug pulling event on this whole thing in the future, not like within the next year.
What do you mean by that?
I think
bubble pop.
I mean that something weird will happen,
mm-hmm.
where you won't be able to access the digital stuff for some reason. Okay,
you're talking about like them shutting down the internet.
Who knows what it could be. The EMP pulse or something where the electricity goes out. But
that is the big fear these days, right? That Kim Jong-un is going to launch an EMP satellite or something like that?
It could come from the sun. It doesn't even have to come from him. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that I would recommend to the listeners not to put all your eggs in the crypto basket. You got to come somewhere else. Because that could go away just like that.
It could. I mean, the odds are the internet's never going to go away. But certainly, if something traumatic like an EMP did happen, then the least of your concerns is going to be where your crypto is, and
where your next meal is going to come from. Maybe somebody will figure out how to hack a blockchain one of these days.
That's pretty unlikely without quantum computing, which one of these days we'll get to that. Jim, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All international banking will fail.
It'll be steam powered.
Everything will fail, right?
Right.
I mean, almost everything will fail if an EMP hits.
Cracking that level of security.
This is Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you in our studio here tonight in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, we'll talk more about the fear-mongering governments of the world and how they're responding to Bitcoin, this amazing thing that doesn't seem like it can be stopped. The price just keeps going up. I mean, that's not going to... It couldn't possibly last forever. But, man, the last year has seen over 1,000% increase in the price of one Bitcoin. It's just been a wild ride. If you want to get the basic info about Bitcoin, great place to learn, you know, the basics. Go to Bitcoin.com. Easy to remember, easy to get to, Bitcoin.com. Check that out. They got some other cool features on the site. Like if you ever quickly need a conversion between, let's say, Bitcoins and dollars or Bitcoin Cash and dollars, you can just go to tools.bitcoin.com, and that'll pop up their converter for you. So that's tools.bitcoin.com. You want to get into a Bitcoin mining pool? You can do that over at pool.bitcoin.com. They got a bunch of cool features over there. Plus, their news site will keep you up to date on what's happening with the latest in the Bitcoin universe. All of that's over at bitcoin.com. Let's go to Stefan. He's in Ohio on Skype. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I'd like to discuss something that happened in my city today.
All right.
There was a factory that actually exploded and created a huge, thick batch of smoke that could be seen from miles away. My parents were like 15 miles away, and they actually called me to see if, you know, I was all right at the house and everything.
Mm.
And
wow.
The way the populace reacted, I think, was absolutely horrendous. It seemed like everybody was driving towards the explosion.
Well, they want to go see it?
Yes, and that created a major problem that I noticed, and maybe this is some advice for you guys or maybe some of the listeners, is all that does is stunt the ability for emergency services to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Emergency services were having a very difficult time going down the street because there were just so many cars gummed up going to watch it, and there were people in lawn chairs actually watching the explosion from across the street. And I don't know what makes a person think there's a giant explosion, there's a giant fire, I'm going to go towards it.
Well, I mean, I can understand why somebody would sit in a lawn chair on their front lawn and watch it. But, yeah, I wouldn't necessarily want to get too close to something like that. Although I can understand the attraction. I mean, it probably was pretty interesting to watch.
Well, yeah, and it was sort of freaky because, you know, my neighbors were all freaking out, and I went outside. Next thing you know, like, half the street is engulfed in black smoke because this is only a couple blocks from me.
Mm.
And, you know, everything had to be shut off. The windows had to be closed. And I just think that, you know, blocking services from getting where they need to go, whether or not anybody agrees with emergency services, is a terrible thing because the fire department could not get there fast enough, and what ended up happening is it was prolonged by a few hours.
Now, has any footage of the actual initial explosion, did that happen to get caught, to your knowledge? I'm not seeing anything here on the internet.
Here, I'll give you a link to the local news if you want to read that off.
Yeah, I found a news story about it, but did anybody actually happen to be pointing a camera at the explosion when it occurred?
Not as of yet, but okay. Seeing as how this is a very industrial part of the town, I'm sure that some of the security cameras from other buildings caught it. And not to mention, as said, this fire was visible all the way in Canton, which is like forever from here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just wanted to call in the comment and say, people, be a little more careful if something like this happens. You can't be blocking fire departments from getting to the fire. That's just going to get more people hurt.
Stefan, thanks for the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Did you guys ever see that video of the Chinese fireworks factory blowing up?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's the most amazing explosion, some of the most amazing explosion footage I've ever seen, just because there's so much. I mean, that's different than, I'm sure, what happened in Ohio, which, according to WKBN.com, was a China factory. So, ironically, making China in the United States. But regardless, that's apparently what they were doing there. Probably not as intense of an explosion. I remember the fireworks explosion was like a series of multiple sort of cascading explosions. It was just absolutely stunning. It's
probably a gas explosion then, because to
China heat, factory?
Yeah, because of the level of heat needed to melt the glass is probably coming from gas-fed fires. So that's probably the explosion you had.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So, Will, you were telling us about some of the African nations. It was Kenya, Ghana, and what was
Algeria.
Algeria.
Yeah.
And some of the fear, uncertainty, and doubt that is being spread over there by, let's say, the old money banker types, government types?
The old money banker to the central bank types and the government itself. There was a big blockchain conference in Ghana recently.
Okay.
While during the conference, they were able to get Ghana's cybersecurity advisor to the Ministry of Communications. He came in, and the statement that he says, I mean, it's pretty clear here. It's quote says, "We are battling fear. The state doesn't want to move forward because it doesn't know what's there. To demystify cryptocurrency, we need a community-driven agenda. We need to strategically demystify the misconception around cryptocurrency and get it integrated into the government digitization agenda."
That sounds like a good thing.
Yeah. Well, but this is after him saying that, quote, "We have our fear about cryptocurrency. Discussions are ongoing, and our country is very hesitant to adopt Bitcoin as a legal tender due to fears of the unknown." So they're admitting that it's the state's afraid to allow cryptocurrency to function and be. I mean, they're literally talking about it being a form of legal tender in Ghana.
That would be very different than what it is anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, you already have point of sale systems being installed in businesses in Ghana. So, and then the next big story out of Africa is Algeria. Their newest financial legislation seeks to, quote, the purchase of sale, purchase, sale, use, and holding of so-called virtual currencies is prohibited.
Now that is terrible. That's
the virtual
horrible.
Currency is the one used by internet users through the web. It is characterized by the absence of physical support, such as coins, banknotes, payments by check, or bank card, specifying that, quote, any violation of this provision is punished in accordance with the laws and regulations in force. So,
yikes.
Yeah, the newest bill up for a vote in Algeria is specifically trying to prohibit the holding, sale, transfer, use of
cryptocurrency. This is just a bill. Somebody's proposing this.
It is a bill that's been brought up. It's not gone up for the vote yet. Now, I'm going to give a quick explanation, at least my own personal opinion, as to why.
All right. Why it hasn't been voted on, or
why you're seeing these things happen in Africa.
You're seeing similar things in other places as well.
Cryptocurrencies are so dangerous to the African governments and the way that they function and the way that they basically fleece their populace. It's actually influenced the passing of tax-based legislation. The VAT tax in Kenya was passed, and when that happened, my father-in-law and I basically hatched a scheme to introduce Bitcoin to the Kenyan market by offering it through a charity program where you could do work and you would be paid in Bitcoin, and then that Bitcoin would be used at the farms that you would go and work at, because they were charging a VAT tax on all the consumables. So it was making it to where the very poor were having even a harder time getting access to food in the midst of, like, mass starvation. So what the government did within a couple of months of us trying to start this program was they passed a new tax to where now not only is, like, me selling you eggs taxed, but you owning a chicken at all is taxed. So to get around the fact that we were using Bitcoin to get around the VAT tax, they started taxing the individual animals of the owners, even if you didn't sell them.
It never ends. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And don't think that cryptocurrency is safe if you're in the United States. Apparently, they're looking at changing the anti-money laundering laws here to... Well, we'll
whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business. Innovations. Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free. Join us right here. If you want, our number is 855-453. 450 free like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio here, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
Also, since we're talking about cryptocurrency, you need to know about Dash. Bitcoin's not the only kid on the block. It's just the biggest one. Bitcoin's been around for a long time. Dash is currently, I believe, the number six or seven, one or the other. I don't have it in front of me. But it is one of the top 10 cryptocurrencies in the world. It's also known as digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Once again, go to Dash.org to find out why. The current price of a Dash, by the way, is about $626 per Dash. It is the number seven cryptocurrency in the world. And let's see, a year ago, let's just see what the price was a year back, $8.91. So Dash is up quite a bit since 1 year ago to today. So go and learn more. Dash.org. Let's go to Dave. He's in Virginia watching us on our cam, our cams at cam.freetalklive.com via YouTube. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, the first time caller.
Thanks.
And I just really want to thank you guys for everything you do. I've been listening to you guys for about a year, and since then, I have purchased Bitcoin, Dash, and Litecoin. I'm in my mid-50s, so my son has helped me with that quite a bit.
Right on. So it's worked out for you. That's good.
It has. It's been great. And actually, I retired from my business, so I now work with my son. And
cool.
As I'm driving through Virginia for work, I listen to Free Talk Live on Bluetooth off my phone. But you guys are really kind of like my heroes here, because you guys are doing what we all should be doing.
And, what do you mean by that? What, when you say we're doing what we all should be doing, I mean, not everybody can do a radio show, so what do you mean?
I've learned that to be an activist, you have to be active by listening to yourself, obviously.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I don't count Facebook posts as real activism.
I believe in working within the system. And we in Virginia, we have two bills that we're going to have in this session coming up, legislative session.
Okay.
That I've been working with the legislators on. The first one is to reduce regulations on different businesses. The same ones in a lot of states, you know, hair braiders and all cosmetologists and all that, to reduce regulation. But the bigger one is the asset forfeiture. In Virginia, the law is you could get pulled over, robbed by gunpoint, sent on your way, and they don't even have to report it.
They don't have to report it?
They don't even have to report it.
There's no internal mechanism.
Excuse me?
Meaning, like, within the police department, if they take if you're driving down the road with your life savings, and they take, you know, let's call it $20,000 cash from you, they don't even have to write an internal report about that?
Internally, yes, but there's no report to the state. No, nobody knows a total of how much asset forfeiture there is in Virginia.
So you can't do a Freedom of Information Act and demand to see all of those internal reports from the police department to see how many of them they've written within the last year or something like that?
You could, but you have to go from department to department to department. There's no state reporting mechanism.
I see. Okay.
So the bill that we're introduced in this year is to make them report where, why, how, what, you know, what everything that they took, why they took it, what they're doing with the money. So we can have a database that shows why they confiscated goods and what they're going to do with the money or what they have done with the money.
I guess that's a step towards hopefully some other bill in the future that could possibly rescind or reduce asset forfeiture. Is that the idea?
Right. Well, that's the first step. It's like a three-step process that we're looking at. The second step, if we can get that passed this year where they have to document everything and report it, then next year the goal is to take the money from asset forfeiture and put it towards something else rather than...
Instead of, like, the department's budget?
Right. Right. So there's no incentive to keep doing it. That's
right.
The idea. And then the third...
And how are you able to work with state representatives there? Do you just happen to know some of them, or are you able to actually talk to these people?
My neighbor is going to be the new Speaker of the House in Virginia this year. Our former Speaker retired. My neighbor is moving up to the Speaker of the House, and so... I have a lot of political contact with him. Some other ones that we know. We homeschool, and my wife is big in that group, and so we know a lot of the legislators from things we've tried to do over the years. And the third step is to make it where they have to have a conviction before they can take anything.
That would be sweet. Very good, man. I hope that works out, Dave. Will you let us know how that pans out in the long run?
Absolutely.
And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you sharing that. And you're right. People do need to take action, although it can be frustrating if you don't know somebody already, as it sounds like you do. So you're unusually connected, I would say. Your typical person is just going to be ignored by many of these state politicians. But thank you for the call tonight, and good luck with the efforts, which is one of the nice things about libertarians moving to New Hampshire, because here the state representatives, there's 400 of them, so there's more state representatives per capita here in New Hampshire than in any other states. It's like one state rep basically for every 3,000 or 3,500 people here. So you literally, you are their neighbor. They're very close to you, literally living within, you know, not quite a stone's throw, but nearby, and you probably see them at the grocery store, whether you know them or not, and, you know, they're actually around. You can call state reps in New Hampshire, and I remember when I was in Florida trying to contact state representatives there, you got to go through, you know, gatekeepers, secretaries, people who are, you know, it's their job to intercede between you and the politician. In New Hampshire, those people don't exist, at least at the state rep level. The state senators do have, like, one secretary for multiple senators. So, like, there's 24 state senators here in New Hampshire, and I don't know how many secretaries they have, but let's just call it five. There's, you know, one secretary handles all the calls for several senators. But for the state representatives, there's no secretary for the state representatives. They'll put you through to a voicemail or something like that at the front switchboard. But usually when you call a state rep, you're calling them at their house. If you go to the state website and you look up the state representatives in your area, they'll give you phone numbers for them that are not the state phone number. It's like sometimes I called one, actually I called the state senator a few years back, and she answered on her cell phone. So she had her cell phone listed on the public state government website as far as how you can reach her. Yeah. I mean, that's just an unprecedented level of access to people that in other states, you can't even talk to them unless it's during the campaign season. Then they pretend like they want to hear what you have to say, and they'll, you know, make public appearances. But as soon as they get elected in those other states, man, they are insulated from having to contact little people.
Another example, a little more recent, when the first story came out about the city government giving us
going
trouble
after you and the mosque,
with the mosque, within a couple of hours of that coming out, you had two local state senators who are state representatives who had made public statements in support of the Malik Center.
Really?
Like, bam, like that.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Public posts. One of them was like, don't worry, we, I mean, it said,
oh,
to
you're talking about the Libertarians.
Specifically.
You're talking about the Libertarians.
Libertarian
state
representatives.
I thought you might have meant the ones from this area.
No, but the two Libertarian state representatives were like, we've got your back.
Two of the three. There's actually three sitting state reps here that are actual Libertarian Party members. Now, they did convert from Republicans and Democrats earlier this year, but it still counts. Yeah. New Hampshire is the only state of all 50 states with any seated state representatives who are actual Libertarians. I mean, you just don't get that anywhere else. And the reason why that's happening here is because, first of all, New Hampshire already has the kind of live free or die mentality. It's kind of baked into many of the natives here. But also, we've got this influx of, just constant influx of Libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist types who are moving here, migrating here as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. And when you get numbers together, guess what? You can actually have success as Libertarians.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.